We're listening to Ira McNally of Ashland, who is going to tell us about cooking on the log drive and in lumber camps. Now, could you tell me what year this was?
Well, as near as I can figure, it was around 1916. And you want me to keep on? And it was for the Ashland Mill Company, and they'd hung a drive at the 12-mile dam, and they was going to drive it in. So Jim Whitney, which used to be the walking boss for the Ashland Mill Company, come on to hire me. And that time I went to work, and we used to cook on those drives. And we'd go to work at, they have breakfast 4 o'clock in the morning. Second meal, this would be their second meal, would be at 9 o'clock. The next meal would be at 2 o'clock. And then it, what you'd call your supper would be pitch dark, because you worked up till dark and then you walked to the camp for the, wherever you stay. And we was in tents at this time over on the river here.
In tents?
Yeah. And this is the first time that anybody ever see bacon and eggs on a drive. Over in the old, front of the old Roy Stewart house we was tending. And was about 10 days getting that drive in, I'd say, before we got it in. And that was the first time that they ever had hot lunches on the drive. And we had an old horse there, and Amos McCarron and Don used to haul the lunch with the old horse up or down the stream, wherever we was going to use it.
How many men did you have in the crew?
Well, we had about 100 men. And it took just a barrel of flour about every day to do that 100 men. And I had 4 cookies and a fella helping me. Jack Mack was done the baking and I done the mixing and cooking. And that was the first of our getting something decent to eat. And then after that, they cut the meals down on the drive, same down to three meals a day, and shortened up. But today when they work on a drive, no matter how hard the drive is going, you only work 8 hours. But now with the pollution come out and everything, we don't drive no more. All the pulp or lumber is all hauled.
Now, did you purchase all your supplies that you needed at once, or did you?
We got our supplies right down to the Ashland Mill Company. They had a store. At that time, there was a store at the Ashland Mill Company. Sold everything, groceries, logging goods, and all kinds of working clothes and everything. They had a clothing store and a big grocery store. And that would all come from the Ashland Mill Company store.
So, would you do it by the week?
No, we'd do it by the day. We had the horse that used to haul the lunch, he used to go down and get the stuff. And we had the privilege of buying our own meat. And we used to order it a couple of days ahead from Ralph Tilley. He had the big farm over there and a lot of critters, so we had all the meat we wanted. But we have the privilege of buying anything we wanted, anywhere we wanted. That's the way we went to work that time. If we couldn't buy what we wanted and do what we wanted, why we wasn't going to do any cooking.
Now, you, how early would you have to get up to make breakfast?
Half past 3, quarter 4.
And could you tell me what you usually have for breakfast?
Well, we used to have bacon eggs. That's the first bacon eggs we had on. We used to have bacon eggs or ham and eggs every morning. And of course, we had all kinds of homemade bread. We had done our own bacon, and we had all kinds of we used to have cold meats too. Any meat left over, you know, they use that. And but they would have coffee or tea just as they wanted to.
But how many dozen eggs did you have to cook in the morning for all your men?
Well, you just take about 3 cases.
3 cases.
Yeah.
That's.
Well, a lumberman working hard, he'd eat 4 or 5 eggs for his breakfast if he was a good hard worker. And we always had them, some mornings we'd use more and some, but we cooked those eggs right along as they was eating them. If you wanted more eggs, you come to the table and get them.
I see. Did the man ever complain about food?
Well, they might have, but not when I heard them.
They never said anything to you?
No, but that's why I happened to be cooking that, because they kicked about the cook, and they quit. The whole crew quit, and that's how I happened to be hired there, because I just come out of the woods. But I never had any kicking I know of in the woods. That is, if you give a crew what they wanted, or pretty near good grub, especially in the people that had French blood in them, they liked a lot of sweet stuff more than they did other stuff. They loved that pie, cake, and cookies and stuff like that.
Now, what about your equipment? What did you have for
equipment? That time there, we had five of those big six-covered stoves set up in a tent. We had five of them.
Wood stoves.
Wood stoves. Mm-hmm. And of course, we had all kinds of wood. You could buy the wood then, same as good now, only buy it a lot easier. And that wood was hauled right into us there, and that's why we tented all the time. We'd bring that drive out.
Well, you did everything on it. What's this about reflector ovens? Did you have reflector ovens?
You use them when you're moving. See, you don't haul a stove with you on the drive.
Mm-hmm.
We call them a baker or a reflector. And some of them is, they run from 2 feet to 5 feet in length. And all they are is a reflector, and you cook your biscuit in them. But when you use them, you cook all biscuits, you don't cook riz bread. But like when we was cooking on the bank there, we were stationed there, we used to cook bread. And we cooked all of our own cakes and everything, donuts. You see, one man done the mixing, the other fellow done the baking, and so all of them maybe was cooking donuts or something, he done that.
Who was the fellow that washed the dishes?
Don Rafferty's one of the cookies. Cookie done them.
Oh.
Now you call him a cook helper. Don Rafferty, Amos McCarron, and Don McCarron, and Lynn Robertson. All them for the
did work. You ever cook them bean whole beans?
Oh, yeah. Always had bean whole beans. Now, on that crew there that we had that time, well, I wouldn't dare to say, because it's a long time to remember, but I would say we would have six or eight of them pots this big. I don't know how much a gallon they would hold, maybe 4 gallons or 5 gallons. And them was put in, if you were going to have them for morning, which we only had about one morning a week, the rest of the time we used ham and bacon. But if we were going to have them in the morning, we put them in about 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then when they got ready the next morning, we just go out and pull the bale up, and everything was all hot.
They cooked all night?
They cooked all night. And then there was 4 o'clock in the morning.
Did you have to keep firing it, though?
Oh, no. You have a long ditch here, and you fill that's all filled with wood, and we let it burn till it all burns down. I have a few rocks in there to hold heat, too. And then you cover that all over. It had to be covered so it was tight. If it didn't, you'd catch fire. And then you buried that right down deep, and then the next morning you left about this much of the bale sticking out, so you get a hold of it. And then you took each bale and picked them up and took them out, cooked them, dusted them off, so there wouldn't be no dirt or anything on the covers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we'd have. Now, for a crew of that size, I think we used to have around six of them big pots.
And you said the pots would hold about what?
Oh, 6 gallon maybe. They run from 3 gallons to 6. And of course, if you wanted to reduce them down, you did. I mean, you knew about how many, the first meal you cooked, you know how many men you had, you know how many, and after that you followed that right along in line. And we used to cook them, and maybe in the morning, we would have to, some mornings we'd have to go along with them beans. We would have ham to go along too if they wanted it. Some fellas wouldn't, try to cook some. Some fellas didn't want beans for breakfast. But most woodsmen wanted beans.
Now, were the men generally easy to get along with? Were they
very easy. I mean, if you fed them good, give them plenty of cake, pies, and stuff like that, you didn't have no trouble with them. And I cooked a long time, I never had no trouble in the food. As long as you give them all they wanted to eat, they were a nice bunch of men. And at that time, you would have 80, maybe 80% French-speaking people. A lot of them couldn't talk any English at all. But they're nice, they were good workers, nice fellows to get along with.
What did you do for recreation at night?
Well, you come in at pitch dark and get your supper, and it was about time to go to bed.
Didn't do any singing or anything?
Huh?
Didn't do any singing?
Oh, well, we used to have, we'll get back to that further when we get into the lumber camp. I'll tell you all about that one. That time, when you build a, this is in the driving part of it now. When you got in there that night, and had your supper, you see, it could be pitch dark, and that would be 8, 9 o'clock. Well, then you'd go to bed, because you were going to get woke up at 4 o'clock anyway, maybe a little before. So that way, you didn't hang around much after you got your supper.
Well, did they sing any while they were out on the drive, while they were driving the logs?
They was on the river, yeah. And what they done then was long logs, and they'd be up on the shore, and they'd put them in and roll them in the river, and they'd keep on going down to the mill.
They didn't sing any at all, they just worked.
That's all. Uh-huh. They didn't have... No, when you worked one of them old woods bosses them days, you worked.
Now, when you'd get up in the woods in the lumber camps, did you ever have any of the animals bother your food or?
No, once or twice maybe in my lifetime, I've had a bear come in the dingle. We see the pork would a dingle is two camps this way, but a place in between with a roof over it, and we kept our pork in there and all that stuff. I've had a bear come in the camp in the dingle and take pork out of the barrel, but not too often. Because back in them days, for some reason, we didn't have bear like we got now. I mean, you'd have a few bear, but not very many. Hardly ever, I know of an old woodsman, my namesake, old R. McKay. He put in all his life, and he was one of the greatest woodsmen of all times. And he put all of his life in the woods. Never seen a bear till just for maybe a year before he died. Had never seen one.
Well, what about the smaller animals like raccoons?
We didn't have any raccoons then. They come in afterwards. Our raccoons come in here, quite a while ago, but I can remember when there was no raccoons in this country. Not one.
So that you never caught one to make a pet of it or anything?
Oh, no, no, no.
Never caught any of the animals to make a pet of them or anything?
Well, I've known one or two cases where they'd catch a cub bear, bring him into camp and keep him, and then he'd get tame. And a deer, tame deer, they had one to father's camp, and they brought her in the spring, and they tamed her. And the next spring she came, and she had one fawn. She went away in the fall year. And she came back, she always come back between the 11th and the 12th of April. And the first year she brought back one deer with her, a little fella. And the next, after that, every year she brought two deer.
How long did she keep coming back?
Had her 6 years, didn't we, Lala?
We had 6 or 7 years.
6 years.
We had her just like a dog.
And somebody, she always went every fall, just when we closed the camp. And somebody shot her. Of course, we knew who shot her, but the fellow didn't do it on purpose. But she jumped and blowed just like a wild deer. And she had tore the red flag off. We had a red ribbon around her. And she tore that off, and he thought it was a real deer when she blowed.
Like a cat, she'd grab him on the cabin and lay right down the middle of the bed and have her.
Yeah. And he shot her, but he told me, but he didn't tell Lala's father anymore.
Well, now what about the pay on a cooking job? Was it?
Well, that's according to who you work for, and They had a schedule, though, most generally. Now, I had a job 1 year, 20 Mile Brook, cooking for a depot camp. Well, I've seen nights I'd have 100 men there. And then maybe 2-3 days, wouldn't be only 4 or 5 go through there. And that was for the American Realty Company, too. But well, you got your pay cooking according to how good you could cook. If you could was a good cook and could hold a crew, why, you could get most anything you wanted to ask for.
Which was what, about what?
Well, back in them days, I remember when I used to get $2 a day. And the boss got $2 and the cook got $2. And then it started, after like everything else, it started to raise up. Then it got up to $5, and then it got up to $8, $9. And it's gotten how good a cook you was and how well you could hold a crew. I mean, you take an old man like Jim Whitney, he had a lot of good judgment, and he paid you according to what you was. If you was a good cook and could hold a crew, you told him what you wanted, and he'd give it to you.
What about the men that were on the crew? What did they get for wages?
Well, when I first went in the woods, of course, there was sort of like a young fellow like me, you got $16 a month, maybe. That was for a 30-day month. And then if you come along and got better, now if you was working out in the woods, a good man working in the woods, well, say he was chopping, he got $26 a month and his board. And if he was a real good chopper, why, they gave him his tobacco. They thought that was quite a lot. And the cook and the boss got $52 a month.
Were they usually the same men that came, or their sons?
Well, now, like, most generally had to. Now, I worked under a boss for years and years, and I worked under more of a regular wage, Luther Coffin. He would be, what's his name down here?
Art.
He would be Art's father. I worked for him a good many years. Well, I worked on a more or less of a salary. And he more or less would, you could come out of the woods, and them days you could work on the whole year round. It ain't like it is now. If you wanted to go right back in the woods, they always had something you do, work and fix up the brook or something like that. Today, you see, you come out of the woods, now, like they'll get down right now for the northern here, and they won't have nothing more to do in the spring. But back in them days, why, you went to work in August or September, and you come down the next spring when the dry was in, like it would be in July. You get all that. And then if you wanted to loaf a week or two or whatever you wanted to work, there'd always be something back up in the woods. If you were working for one outfit all the time, they'd have something you'd do. But now, of course, your wages wasn't big then, but you had city work.
Did you ever have the men pilfer or steal anything from you, like food? When you put it out to cool, like your pies?
Well, there was a fellow named Paul Sark used to steal my frosting. I guess you know him. I tell you, one time I caught him stealing it, and I didn't say nothing. And then I went and made another pan, and at that time I was pretty good shot. And I seen him steal that, and he picked it up and he held it out like that and was showing it to the other fellow, and I cut the side out of it with a bullet, and it went all over his face, and he jumped right into the lake, and I know he went half a length of this trailer, way out to here. And then he run into the woods, and he never come back till after that.
Bet he didn't steal the cake again, did he?
I'd like to refer somebody down to Frenchville would know about that. I'll bet you. Do you know Joe Tario?
Hmm?
Well, I bet he'll know about it. You ask him sometime if he can remember about Paul. Huh? You what?
Did you Did you ever splurge when you were cooking and make a birthday cake or anything for the man, that if they had a birthday that...
No, I don't think them times that we ever mentioned a birthday. But if some special, now I've had sportsmen go by the camp and you got acquainted with them, well, you always brought those in and fed them, but there was no pay in that. The only pay you got out of that was being smart and doing that, you got a tip. They wanted to eat this woods grub. And you know, they would rather have those beans than they would if you'd give them a steak. They wanted them beans.
Well, what was the favorite food for men on log drives or in lumber camps? What did they like the best?
Well, you see, they used to have beans. That was a regular meal. But if they liked steak and stuff like that on meat. Now, when I first went to the woods, all the meat you had, you fished. Of course, there was lots of fish then, as I told you before. You had fish and you had meat. Now, I used to hunt for a lumber camp for Luke Coffin. When he was walking boss, he always gave me that job of hunting from one of the camps. Of course, there'd be three, four of us hunting. And you killed them deer up till way long in the winter. And then after it began to come cold weather, why, you would quit killing them, or some, and they'd bring in a hind quarter, be froze. And we never had any predators, you know, for long years. We'd bring in the predators after it got cold weather in the bags, and they'd freeze, and then we'd pile them into this jingle I'm telling you about. Pile them right up just same as you would wood. And they'd freeze, then when you get ready to cook them, you put them in a big pot in cold water. And they tasted a little sweet, but they were potatoes just the same. And then the last of it, they used to have a sled all boxed in and winterized, and they put a lantern on each end of them and take them 2 days. They stayed over at camp all night, but they'd keep them lanterns going, and they wouldn't freeze. They'd haul them in that way. But as far as that meat, they always brought that right in froze, and you put it in this, what I call your dingle there. Well, you bring a quart of it in the cook room, and when it's thawed out, you cut it up and cut all your steaks and everything. But a quart of meat, them times, you know, in a lumber camp. Them times, there wasn't as big a crew as there is now. We'd likely be 30 men. That would be a good-sized crew in a lumber camp.
You did all your own meat cutting, too?
Oh, yeah, sure. You cut your own meat. But they'd only made maybe 25 or 30. And then they'd be you and the cookie. And you done all the meat cutting, and you done all the cutting wood for both camps. See, the cook room was over here, and the men's camp here. And you always had that fire going in the morning when they got up, or cookie did. And he always had that fire when they come in at night, because they'd be cold coming in. See, they shifted all.
What about chicken? Did you ever have chicken? Or
oh, no, I never seen a chicken in the woods. Of course you do now, yeah. You're talking about now?
No.
Back in them days, there was no chicken. We would have that deer meat, eat that deer meat, and fish. Catch them for some places. And once in a while, we slid a moose in. Of course, there's close time, but they used to kill moose once. You made potato yeast then to make your riz bread with. Made your own yeast. Out of a potato.
How'd you do that?
Well, you started it with, first you grated it all up, and then you grated it. Had one of these graters like you see, you know. You grate that all up, and you cook it, and then you put soda in it to start it. And then before that, it used to be sourdough. And you'd have a junk, you'd always save your junk, maybe not as big as that. And you always save that junk, and you put it anywhere to keep. When you get ready to make the next batch, you mix it up, and then you took a junk about that big and put right in it, and that started it.
A junk about the size of your fist?
Yeah, and that was what we called a starter.
And that was sourdough, you said?
That was sourdough.
How'd you make that?
Well, that's the way you started it. First, you made that sourdough, and you kept a junk every time you got done, see, and put it in the flour barrel, it would keep for a week. And that's the way you do it. But now today, she's
When you made your potato yeast, how long did you let it set?
Oh, well, you let it set overnight, and it would form something like our yeast. No, all it was an yeast. Any of us old cooks could make it then. But you know, I doubt if I could go to work right now and make cider for sourdough. But you can buy cider now. You can give, I think there's 10 places in the United States where they sell that cider. You can get it in Alaska. That's one place I know. You can get it 4 or 5 places. You can get that sourdough. And then it's only a little junk big as that, and that's what you use for your cider. And then when you get done making your bread that day, you save a junk and chuck it back in the flour.
Save a junk of your bread?
A junk of just the dough, not the bread.
I see.
Just the dough.
Yeah.
Now when you get done, if you had a junk as big as this, you pull it up and throw it in the barrel there, or wherever you keep your that. But you forget that I couldn't make sourdough. I could make sourdough now if I sent and got a starter. But I couldn't make it myself if I got how. And I doubt very much if your mother used to make yeast. I doubt very much if I could pull that together now. I don't think I could make that yeast now. I don't know. And
what kind of spices did you use?
We had all these spices I have right today. Yeah, just the same we have now, your pepper, salt, anything that you have today, you could buy them.
Did you use pure vanilla or did you use imitation vanilla?
Imitation, yeah. You couldn't have pure vanilla. They'd drink it.
The men would drink it?
Yeah, sure. Steal it and drink it. But you'd have that in the barrel. I think quite bottles used to come, but you wouldn't want to drink that. That stuff. But that's what they used to use. But a lot of that stuff has gone so old, you take now back 50 years is a long while to remember about any of that stuff. So I don't know. Of course, once, if I had a starter. Now, Mickey, she just sent up to Alaska, I think, and got some. And I think, I don't know how long you can keep it. I think you can keep it forever. I mean, I think you can keep it 6 months, that junk in the flour barrel, and then pull it out and it could work. But Mickey makes, she makes them pancakes with it once in a while in the morning, but not
you must have made pancakes for the men.
Oh, we make them now. Yeah, but I mean, back in the old days we used to make pancakes. Yeah.
What kind of pancakes? Buckwheat pancakes?
Oh, yeah, buckwheat. But see, that's gone out of style. We can buy the buckwheat now and make them because we have everything to make them with, see.
Do you have real butter, or was it
oil? No, we used to have margarine. It was almost as good as any wagon grease.